What's up, Videolanders? This is Brad McBoom. Thanks for tuning in for another AV Quickie. And if you like this quickie, give it a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, leave a comment, and show some love. Alright guys, we recently got some news that a Transformers G.I. Joe movie is in the works. We know that a crossover was teased at the end of Rise of the Beasts, so let's start there. Because we're probably going to get more of that, more of the same. Guys, I thought Rise of the Beasts was shit. Generic shit. I tried watching this thing like 3 or 4 times. I finally finished it, but damn, it was a chore to get through. So with that said, guys, I really don't care about this announcement. And it sucks because I want to care about this. I mean, it's Transformers and G.I. Joe. I grew up with both these franchises, but it's hard to get excited about this. Rise of the Beast sucked, and most of the Transformers movies suck. The first Transformers movie was okay. I like the hook about a boy in his car, produced by Spielberg. It has a somewhat of a Spielberg flavor to it. But the rest of the Transformers movies, Transformers Moon Knight, Dark Horizons, Fallen Kingdom, whatever they're called, they suck. Bumblebee was the exception. I thought it was a nice reset. Not a huge fan, but I will say it's a quality movie, a decent movie. It was made with somebody with half a brain, at least. But then Rise of the Beast happened and wrecked all of that goodwill. And what is really ignorant, I think, is jumping so quickly from 80s to 90s. Bumblebee was set in the mid-80s, I think in 1987. Rise was set in the mid-90s. They jumped forward like 7 years. Why? That seems like such a waste. Guys, if I could do whatever I wanted with this franchise, if I was a business suit, I would reboot it. Set it in the early 80s, I would stay in the 80s, use old school Transformers designs, the Generation 1 designs, and we would have a blast in the 80s. Why do people keep on trying to put an 80s toy line in a current timeline? It makes no sense. Like, you're never going to get a cooler design than Gen 1. I hate when people try to put their own spin on iconic designs. Sometimes it works. Most of the time, people fail, all right? Transformers 1. I think they fucked up the designs. Megatron doesn't even look like Megatron. Optimus Prime was updated. Stop fucking with the designs. So, I say set it in the 80s and stay in the 80s with the iconic designs. Or, if you want to get me excited, you know what I would do? Reboot this. Reboot this and make the next movie based on the Energon universe. I've been talking about this a lot recently. If you haven't been reading the Energon universe, I think you're missing out. It's my favorite weekly comic. It's a Transformers G.I. Joe crossover. It's an origin story for everybody. Very simple story. It's created by Robert Kirkman of The Walking Dead. It is quality stuff. So I say adapt the Energon universe for the big screen. Not gonna happen, but it should happen. So with this crossover though, being connected to Rise of the Beast and all the other bullshit, I just don't care. Maybe they can turn this ship around and the next couple movies be bangers, but I don't have a lot of faith in the franchise. Fuck, they can't even make a good G.I. Joe movie. I absolutely hate those movies. Those G.I. Joe movies look nothing like the characters I grew up with. They can't make a good G.I. Joe movie to save their life. The Snake Eyes movie, what a piece of shit. Like, How do you fuck up a ninja movie? Snake Eyes is the easiest fucking movie to make. You get a good action director, you get a good action choreographer, a great cast, write a simple plot with simple ninja shit. Like, the origin of Snake Eyes is a very simple origin story. Stick to the blueprint. What does everybody want to get away from the blueprint? And what pisses me off is Snake Eyes actually had a great cast. I would actually like to see that cast return. Henry Golding was a great Snake Eyes. Andrew Koji was a great Storm Shadow. It even had Ico Uweus from The Raid. Great cast, great talent, but they fucked it up. How do you fuck that up? So there's a part of me that would like to see them get another chance, but man, you gotta make a good movie, and your track record fucking blows. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid to make a good G.I. Joe movie. There's a reason that we like G.I. Joe. We don't like G.I. Joe because they are generic army men. Lose this generic army man bullshit. Own your identity as a franchise. Own your identity like you're fucking Barbie. Make a G.I. Joe movie a G.I. Joe movie. So anyway, rant over. As you can tell, I'm not excited for this. I say reboot this shit from scratch. Take it back to formula. Bring in a new creative team, new writers, new directors. Set it in the 80s. Use 80s designs. Make it a simple origin story for all characters involved. Or give me the Energon universe on the big screen, which would pretty much check all those boxes. That's what I want. That's what would give McBoom a nerd boner. So yeah, not really excited by this announcement. I'll give it a shot, but the Transformers G.I. Joe movie is probably gonna suck. Anyway, that's all I got. What did you think? Are you excited for this announcement? Anyway, let me know what you think in the comments on Facebook. Until next time, my good people, peace out.